Staff is Daf Mem Dalid. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Argo Achim Nisuin Arba Noshim. The case of the Mishnah is very simple. Four brothers are married to four women, not four sisters, four women who are unrelated. Umesu, and the four brothers passed away. So now we have four women that are all up for grabs, vis-a-vis Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Imratza ha-gadol shebehem liyabin es kulon. If one of the brothers wants to be miyabim the entire four women, all the four women, harishis b'yadai, no problem, it's permissible. The Gemara is going to ask, as soon as we start the Gemara, there's a little bit of a disconnect. It says that there are four brothers. All the four brothers died. Imratza gadol shebehem, if the eldest one of them wants to be miyabim, the eldest one of them unfortunately has passed away. And so therefore, how could he go and be miyabim? There's no one left. And in fact, the Gemara is going to say that there were more than four brothers. That means arbo minhu ach. There were initially five or six or ten brothers. Four of them were married to four women. All four passed away. Four ladies are now waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. The Gadol Shebehem, the surviving eldest brother, he, if he wants to, he can be Yibam every one of them. What's the Chiddush over here? What's the Mishnah trying to tell us? We'll see Mishnah as soon as we hit the Gemara. Obviously, we don't have an Achoyzuku Kosoi problem, because none of them are achoyas. They're just four regular, unrelated women. So therefore, no problem in being miyabim, all four. We'll see Mitch Benigmar. Next case. Misho Yenosi Lishtei Noshim Vomeis. A person was married to two women, and then he passed away. Bi'osa Oichalot Al-Chaditzosa Shalachetz Mihen Poiteres Tzerosa. Now this is a fundamental halach of Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, that we've learned since the beginning of our Masechta, that when you have multiple women falling from the same bayis, all you have to do is go and do Yibam or Chalitza with one of them, and then all the other women, by definition, will be potter. You don't make multiple Yibams or multiple Chalitzas for multiple women from the same bayis. One Yibam, one Chalitza, and that's it. Continues the Mishnah. If the two women that we're talking about, one was kosher, one was kosher, you'll recall we had this Gemara earlier on in our Masechta back on that Yud Aleph, where the Gemara explained what means achas ksheira.
Going ultra with 5G ultra wideband in many horses.
Somebody, please put yourselves on mute. Hoisa achas ksheira. One of them was kosher, meaning ksheira lekahuna. The achas psula, and one of these women was pasul lekahuna. How was she pasul lekahuna? Because although she was married to Reuven, who passed away, she was previously married to Yankov, who gave her a get. So therefore, she was a gerusha. By definition, a gerusha is psula lekahuna. So now I have a yavam. I have these two women that fell lekahuna. One of them is kosher lekahuna. One of them is pasul lekahuna. What does it say in our Mishnah? In hoyecholit, if he decides he's not going to take either of the two women in Yibam, but he's going to do a chalitza, chalitz lepsula, he should rather go and give chalitza to the pasula. Dimhoyim yavim, yavim l'ksheira. And he's going to do Yibam, he can do Yibam for the kosher one. What is the chiddush of our Mishnah? What is it telling us? So if you skip down to the next Mishnah, about five lines before the white lines, so this is a rule of life, a rule of trying to be ethical and equitable and moral and good-natured. If you have something that you don't particularly need, but it's still something of value, don't just throw it out or destroy it. See what you can do to preserve it for other people. You happen to have a beautiful dining room with beautiful dining room chairs. You no longer need it because your wife decided, or somebody else decided to buy a brand new set. So that doesn't mean that you should go and take all of the dining room and the chairs and just throw them in the garbage. Maybe your neighbor, maybe your friend, maybe somebody in shul, maybe Kupas Ezra, maybe Toim Chishabas, maybe somebody else can use it. Don't just go and throw it down the drain. So here too, you have two women, one is kosher and one is posel kahuna. Instead of going and giving a chalitza to the kosher one, guess what happens? Now she will also be posel kahuna. Now, you and I are Yisraelim, so it doesn't affect us. But it will affect this lady if subsequently she decides to marry a kohen, and the kohen says, but I cannot marry you because you're a chalitza. So rather give the chalitza to the grusha, because anyway she's posel from before, so you haven't ruined anything for anyone. Mashenkin, don't give a chalitza to the kosher one, because you're going to ruin her vis-a-vis kohen. Zokimar. You started off with the four brothers, and then you say all four died, and then you say the Godel Shebehem should go and do Yibam. Come on, if all four died, then how can you have the Godel Shebehem do Yibam? They were originally, let's say, six brothers, four of whom never passed away tragically. You have two remaining. The Godel Shebehem, he has the mitzvah to go and do either Yibam or Chalitza, and if he is not interested, and you go to the next brother, and if the first brother is interested in being the Yabim all four, Gesundheit, no problem. Parashas Biyah. Frank Dimar, Shavkile, and does Bezdin allow him, in fact, to go and be the Yabim all four? But Tanya, we don't do the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Vekoruloi Zikne Iroi, Vedibru Eilov, the Omar Lechafat Filakachta. So the Poshim Shat is that you have the Yobim and Yavoma entering into the Bezin Shtibel, and the Bezin gives them an eitz and says, Rabid, it would be a wonderful thing to go and be Mekayim, Le'ochiv Shem Yisrael, after all your brother passed away without any children. Rachmon Letzlon, let's see what we can do to go and get children for him. If you're Miyabim, then Miyat Hashem will be able to continue the legacy of your brother. He listens. And then he says, sorry, I'm not interested. We're going to go through with Chalitza. So that's the Poshim Shat. However, our Gemara learns that the Zakenim and the Bezdin first tries to reason with the Yavam and suggest to him, is it really appropriate for you, yes or no? So Zok the Bryce, what time? Koruloi Zikne Ira. It's the Zakenim themselves. They don't have a special therapist that's going to go and try to use his magic tricks vis-a-vis the Yovim and Yavama. But the Zikna Yirai, that means the Bezin themselves, they're going to speak to the Yovim. The Dibra Elav. Malamech Mesian Loi Eitzah Hoygenes Loi. The Malvin explains what means the Dibra Elav. They speak to words that penetrate his heart. Elav. That enter into his psyche, and he says, you know what, you're right. And therefore, what it means is that they have to tell him an eitzah against loy, they give him an eitzah which is appropriate for him. Shem ha-yahu yelad v'hizakein. What happens if he happens to be a young man, and the Yavama is an old lady? Who's zakein v'hiyalda? He happens to be an old man, and she is a young lady. Oymrim loy, then we go and say to the Yavam, ma'alach eitzel yalda, ma'alach eitzel zakein. Come on, give me a break. Don't go and take me miyabim, a young lady who's 20, 30, 40 years younger than you. Or don't go and take a young lady who's 20 or 30 or 40 years older than you. Klach eitzel kemoyscha, shek kemoyscha. Go to try to find a yavama, or for that matter, a young lady who's available, who's more or less your age. And as a result, al tosim kitot v'reisecha. Hopefully, as a result, you will not bring in any fights or disputes into your home. In other words, if you have someone who is roughly of the same age, hopefully they are roughly like-minded, and then it'll be a nice shidduch, as opposed to someone who's much older, much younger, and really the two may not match. Okay, that's fascinating. What does it have to do with us? What it has to do with us, and he said in the Mishnah, that one yavam can be yavam all four ladies. So Rashi explains, ubamei yefarnes kulan. How is he going to go and be able to support all four? It's hard enough to support one family, supporting four women, each one of whom needs their own dresses and jewelry and whatever they need. That's, a major undertaking. So therefore, the Bezin should have told him, Yanko, it's a wonderful idea that you have to go and be miyabim, but can you really afford four separate women? And for the Gemara, let's talk about the situation that Baruch Hashem, he's a greiser oisher, he's a multi-millionaire, and it's not a problem to go and support four women. Once you're telling me he's a multi-millionaire, why does the Mishnah limit itself to a case of four women? We could have talked about that there were a dozen brothers and a dozen women. And if he can afford it, let him go marry a dozen. But I'll tell you why. What is this all about? As we know, one of the chiyuvim of a husband towards his wife is she'er ksus ba'oina. Oina means that he has to commit himself to marital relations with his wife, and therefore we want to make sure that each one of them at least gets once a month. What does that mean, at least once a month? So Rashi tells us that the Gemara in the Sechtes Ksubis tells us that it really depends on this particular individual. There's some individuals who live at home and are unemployed, and if the wife is interested and he is interested, then he could have oina every night. If he happens to be a laborer who lives locally and works locally, then twice a week. If you're talking about a person who, for instance, is a chamor is a donkey driver, then once a month. If you're talking about a gamol, a camel driver, it might be only once in two or three or more months until he gets home. And a sailor of a ship might be only once every 6 months, and so on and so forth. Oynes Talmidei Chachamim is me'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, if a person has four wives, then he could spread out the four women over the month and be mekayim oina once a week with one wife. One wife is going to be, if you have Leah, Ruchel, Bila, Zilpah, Leah is going to have the first oina of the Chodesh, meaning the first Shabbos, and then Ruchel will have the second one, Bill and Zilpah have three and four, and with this he's covered the waterfront, so to speak, with all the four women, and that's the Eitz HaTorah. Because if he's going to have 12 women, or for that matter, even five or six, he won't be able to go and give them an oina b'chodesh. After all, there are only four Friday nights in each month. Well, once in a while you can have five Friday nights, but you get the idea. So therefore, the Torah is giving us a night, so the Mishnah is giving us a night. This way you'll have an oina b'chodesh once a month. The Mishnah, the Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult because the oina that we're talking about is the marital obligation of the husband to the wife. And to go and say he'll be mekayim his obligation one Friday night with one and one Friday night with the other is a bit lishver, because each one is going to say, Mantai Raman, my dear husband, I would like to have that weekly oina of the Friday night. You can't patter the oinas by saying, well, you have four women, you'll do four Friday nights. Each one of us should have the four Friday nights. So you should have to go and take all four once a week. So in fact, the Ritva says that this is only talking about a Yova, because a Yova and Yavoma says the Ritva, Isha Itnu Loi Min HaShemai. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a present, so to speak, that he is the successor to his late brother. And since he didn't go and choose her, says the Ritva, he doesn't really have a Chiyav of Oina, but since the Talmud Chacham, who is married, he has the requirement of Oina, the Erev Shabbos. So therefore we say, I have an Eitz HaTorah. If you're going to go and take four women, then you'll be able to go and be Mekayim once every Leil Shabbos. Let's give up. Thank you. So that would be a way of learning it. But says the Ritva, B'nei Hanami, if a person marries four women, then he has to go and satisfy the Oina once a week. And therefore, if he's busy every Erev Shabbos, every Leil Shabbos with one woman, then presumably he'd have to go and take the other three on the other nights. Anyway, I in the Mefarshim that explain a little bit more of this Gemara. Continuing on, state right in the Mishnah, Misha Yanos, a person who was married to two women and never he passed away, then the Yavam has a choice of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, of doing Yibam with one, but not Yibam with both. And same thing for Chalitza. Trey Tumar, why? Why can't you be Miyabim both? After all, they're both Yavamis, so take both of them. The Pasuk, Ashelo Yivne Ez Beit Zochim, Dash Nimor, Bai Yisechud, Ubay Nevein, Bai Nishnei Batim. So we've had this already earlier on in our Sechta, that the Torah says you can only be Bai one Bayis per family. The Reish of the Mishnah was talking about four separate families, right? Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all four passed away, leaving the four women. Those are four separate Bat. Here we're talking about in the same Bayis of Reuven, who never passed away, leaving over two wives. Actually, even this base, why don't you give chalitza to both of them? Again, the same drush. In the same bayis, you don't do two chalitzas, only one yibam, or one chalitza, but not both. Why? Fine, I like these two drushes. Fine, I do one binyan with one wife. Only one chalitza, base chalitza. No, fine, I'll do chalitza with the other wife. Why shouldn't that be the requirement? Omakra, im layachbet. Torah says, im layachbet, tish lakav, sivimtoi. What does he have to do? And you have to go and do a chalitza. So what does that tell you? Im layachbet. That means that he didn't want to be miyab, but were he to want to be miyab, he could be, and he should be miyab. Oh, that's where we learn the famous klal. And if you're telling me that min ha-Torah, you can only be miyabim one of the two women, by definition, you cannot be miyabim the second woman. And if you can't be miyabim the second woman, then there's no din of chalitza on the second woman. And therefore, it says our Gemara, that's the reason why we don't say oil yibim. That's why we don't do yibim on one and chalitza on the other. But oy, another reason we don't want to say that you have one bias, part of the bias is built, and part of the bias is chalt. No, so people will say, so what's wrong with that? There's nothing inherently wrong saying part of the bias is bonu, part of it is cholitz. What's the problem? Either yamar cholitz or chanam. You're right. If you were to go and perform yibam on one first and chalitz on the other, no problem. The problem is that maybe the chalitz first on the first wife. He's going to do yibam on the second wife, and he's going to be over an iser lav. What's the Isra'ab? Kimin shlei bona, shuv lo yivne. Kom lei b'lo yivne. Therefore, that's the reason why we don't want to go and do Yibam and Chalitza on the two women. So that's already a second reason. The first reason was that, in fact, there is no din of Chalitza on the second woman, because since she's not Oyle Yibam, she's not Oyle Chalitza. Why is she not Oyle Yibam? Because the other sister already had Yibam, and we have a din of Bayit, Bayit, Secheru, Bayit, 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 Nishnei Bat. And the second reason is because this is more of a drabbanan dicker reason. If I'm going to allow for yibam, then chalitza, then people will make first chalitza and then yibam. And then I have a problem with the oyba the iser of kimish leibana shuvla yibam. Right, more ve'ima ki ika choda tiskai mitzvah yibam. Ki ika tar to lay tiskai mitzvah yibam. Maybe the kavan of the pasuk that we started off, how do we begin? Liyavu le'travayu, let's do yibam for both. So Gemara says in the pasuk, "Asher leyivnes beis achid bayis achud uboynim and uboynish nevat." Maybe the kavana of that Gemara, of that Chazal, bayis achud uboynim, means that when is there a din of yivam if there's only one bayis, meaning that there's only one yivama and one yav. But if there are multiple yivama or multiple yivamais, maybe there's no din of yivam bchalal. I shouldn't say multiple yivam. The Gemara is focusing on multiple yivams. Maybe if there are two or three or more yivamis, there's no din of yivam at all because it's bayis achonu bayna. Only in a case where there's one bayis available. If there are multiple batim available, in other words, multiple women, forget about it. There's no din of yivam. Zoki gemara imkei enfati gemara. No, that's not a possibility. Why do we have to have a pasuk of Mitzrar? Why do we have to have the first Mishnah in our Masechta to go and tell us that there's a din of Tzoras Erva? Hash the days be Alma Amris La B'nei Chalitim Yimam Ninu, according to your Havamim. That if there are two Tzoras, not a Tzoras Erva, two Tzoras, two wives that are falling the Yibam, then there's no din of Chalit or Yibam at all. The Torah only prescribed the mitzvah of Yibam Chalit if there's one Yibam and not if there are multiple Yibamis. If that's the case, Tzoras Erva Mi Boy, then Avada. If you're talking about that there are two women, one is an Erva, one is a Tzoras Erva, then of course you're going to go and be Potter. Madach, two regular ladies, you're Potter on lady number two. Then the Tzoras Erva, you're also going to be Potter, because by definition, you got two women over here. So the fact that I have a Pasuk of Litzrar, that tells you that there is a din of Yibam v'chalitza when there are multiple women. Just if it's a Tzoras Erva, then you cannot go and do a Yibam on the Tzor. But if there's a regular Yibam v'chalitza situation with only two women, yeah, then there's a din of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, go and choose whichever one you want. There is a din of Yibam v'chalitza. Zotimara, no, you have no raya. Alom alai. Who says? Maybe, in fact, when you have two women or more, the halacha is no din of yibam, period. Because ba'is echadu, boy de ben, boy de shnei bat. Two women, no yibam. What do I need in the litzvah? Itzvah. So, kadai t'chamina erva, avroi kaima v'tisyam t'rosa. Very simple. As soon as I look at the two ladies that fell the yibam, and I discover that one of them happens to be an erva, it's the bitoy or the chamoisoy or whatever of the yava, then we know automatically they're avroy. Avroy means they're out of the picture. If they're out of the picture, the only one that's left is a tzara. So I would think, oh, this is not a case where there is only one yavama liyivam, not multiple yavamas, only one. But the yam tzarasa, there should be a din of yivam on the tzara. Hamash malon dasira. That's why I need the special drasha of Litzrar to say that even though the Erva is out of the picture, the Tzar is also out of the picture, that she is also precluded from even the Chalit. But the bottom line is, so now I'm back to my original question. Maybe the din of Yim Chalit is only if there's one Yavama. Maybe if there are multiple Yavamas, there is no din of Yim Chalit at all. Says Yamara Ella, Yavimtoi, Yavimtoi, Riba. What's the Yavimtoi, Yavimtoi? For those of you that have the benefit of the Torah or HaShalem, you'll notice in Ois number Dalit, V'am loyach boitze ish lakachas es Yavimtoi, person didn't want to do Yivam, V'olza Yavimtoi Ashara. So you have the two words Yavimtoi back to back. It could have said in the Pasuk, V'am loyach boitze ish lakachas es Yavimtoi, is V'tale Ashara. Of the Ulta Hashara, without the Yavimtoi, because the Ulta or Tal is, by definition, that's a Lush in the cave. So, and I know we're talking about Yavimtoi, we're not talking about, you know, the Rebetzin of the Kehillah. We're talking about the Yavimtoi. So why does it have to go and repeat Yavimtoi, Yavimtoi twice? Oh, to tell you that the din of Yim Chalitza applies, even if there are two Yavimtois, two Yavamais. That's bottom line, the din of Masechtas Yavamis. This Mishnah might have been the first Mishnah in the Masechta to tell us the basics, that you have multiple Yavamas falling from one bayis. You have a choice among the Yavamas to do Yim V'chalitza on one of them, but not more than one. And that the din of Yim V'chalitza applies even if there are multiple women, not only if there's only one woman that fell to you. And then we finish off like we already put before. It says, Mishnah is Achaz K'sher V'Achaz P'sula. If the Yavim decided to do Chalitza, he should do Chalitza to the Psula. Amr of Yosef, Kanshan Rebbe, here's what Rebbe taught. You have delicious, fresh drinking water, and you don't need half of the bottle or half of the gallon. Don't just go and pour it out on the ground or in the sewer and say, well, I don't need it, you know, forget about it. No. Leave it out, put up a sign saying, fresh drinking water, whoever needs water can go and take and drink and enjoy. And be mekayem a mitzvah. Don't just go and throw out things that are usable for the rest of the earth. Here too, don't throw out the ksheira by giving her a chalitza. Because if you give her a chalitza, what's going to happen? She'll now become psula l'kahuna. Obviously, if you want to go and be miyabim, you give them to height. But if you want to do a chalitza to the psula and not to the sheira. Talk to Mishnah. The Mishnah brings three cases together. And we're going to have now a major machlokes to Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. And this is the famous Rabbi Kiva that Barry always loves to quote, that holds that... Let's hear, Barry.
And it creates mamzeris.
Exactly. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'chayov Ilav. According to Rabbi Kiva, Chayov Ilav and Chayov Ikrisis are both on the same level for our purposes. So let's see the Mishnah. Hamasu Grushas, a person takes back his grusha. And we're talking about, says Rashi, Mishanistas, after she already remarried. We all know the halacha is that after a husband and wife get divorced, and we're talking about Yisrael, no Kohen situation, husband and wife gets divorced, then if she remarries with another individual, even if that remarriage ends up never with a get or with the husband passing away, and now she becomes again penuya, available for marriage, the original husband is not allowed to go and marry her, since she was married in between. What does it say in the pasuk? Layuchal ba'ala harishon loshev v'kachta liyos lo l'isha achrei asher hu tamo'a ki to'evi. Of course, the fact that she remarried in the middle, she can no longer remarry her original husband. What happens if the original husband did remarry her? Well, he's over on an Isser Lav. The Torah says, Loi, he should not. He should not take her back. And if he did take her back, he's over an Isser Lav. What happens if a person is over an Isser Lav? Okay, he gets Malkus. What happens if they get married and they have a child? The child is a child. The child's not a mamzer because the child is born to an Isser Lav, not to an Isser Karkus. But Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva holds that even the vlad of an Isser Lav is also a mamzer. Like we'll see in the Mishnah in another moment. And the same thing is v'hanoyseh chalutzosoy, a person who goes and marries his chalutza. In other words, a yavam gave a chalitza to his yavama, and after that he had second thoughts and he said, what an idiot. She's such a lovely young lady, such ala malice that a husband could want, and he decides to marry her. Again, he's over an Isser Lav. What's the Isser Lav? We just had it in the Gemara. Once he's rejected her, he cannot take her back. Again, Isser Lav.
Why doesn't she become, why isn't an Isser Kares because she reverts, once she has Chalitza and the Zika is ended, then she becomes an Eshesach. Why doesn't that Isser reemerge?
If you'll think about what you just said, you said that the Zika ends. Since the Zika ends, she's no longer a Yavama, she's no longer an Eshesach, she's now Mutaris Lashuk, she's allowed to go marry anybody and everyone, except as far as the other brothers are concerned, the brothers of the Choylet, that we had a Machloikas earlier on, Mesechta, between Rabbi Rishlokish and Rabbi Yoichanan, whether or not the reverts and Issacharis on them. Why? Because since, as you pointed out, she had chalitza from one of the brothers, so maybe she's restored to her status of Eishes Ach, like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lopanim, and therefore she'd be an Issacharis. But that Issacharis is only on the other brothers, and it's only according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, both he and she were Shluchim. He was a Shliach on behalf of all the brothers, she was a Shliach on behalf of all of the Avomais. And it's as if all of them got chalitza, or all of them, not all the pa'ibam, all the brothers gave chalitza, all the women received chalitza. So therefore, vis-a-vis everybody, it's just a case of kiddush leibana shub leibna. But the machloikis that I'm telling you about, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, goes back to something like daf ches or so. Back in the Masechta, this Gemara doesn't have a daf ches. But if you go back, you'll see it's machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but the whole machloikis is only going to be the achim, not the God be the Chodetz himself. God be the Chodetz himself. Everybody agrees that there's an Isser Lav, and the Isser Lav is Kimin Shloi Bona, Shil Loi Yifna. According to you, Barry, if you revert to the old Issacharis, then I don't need a new din of Kimin Shloi Bona, Shil Loi Yifna, because the Issacharis is reinstated that you had from the outset. You just took off the Zika, you resolved it by using Chalitza, but she's still an HSR, as if she's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim. So what do we need Kivish Labanim? Should I give them? Is the Chasim and that vis-a-vis the Choylitz, that then goes away. Now it's only an Isserach. And finally, the third case in the Mishnah is Anoise Kroivas Chalutzos. The person who marries the Kroiva, for instance, like the Achois Chalutzos, right? He already gave a Chalitza to the Yavama, and then he marries the sister of that Chalutza. Now, what's the din about the relatives of Chalutzos? As we remember, we learned a couple of days ago in the Gemara that first it was a Mishnah, after that it was a Gemara, that the din of Kroivos Chalutzosai is strictly a din drabonon. It's not a din deraita. And the reason why the Rabbanon instituted the din of Kroivos Chalutzosai, because it's similar to Kroivos Ishtoi. Meaning, just like in person now that I go marry Achois Ishtoi, or for that matter, the mother of his Ishtoi is Achamoisoi, or the daughter, because that's Bita, and so on and so forth. Chum instituted the same rule, it can be a chalutza, because a chalutza is also that as a shtikla married to this individual, and that's why he had to give her a chalitza to resolve the zika. No, so in a sense, it's like as a shtikla ishtoi, and if the chum goes there, all the kroiv is chalutzos. Since it's dirabonan and not a diraisa, the next few words in the Mishnah are difficult to comprehend.
Yeah.
Says Rabbi Akiva, Yoisiv Avlad Mamzit Divir Rabbi Akiva. Then the first two cases I understand, because Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Kiddush and Tosim Mechayov Elavim, so it has a din like a chorus. However, the third din is of dirabonan. Dirabonan would escalate and upgrade the child to a mamzer. And the Gemara is going to discuss this as we get into the Gemara. Divir Rabbi Akiva. No, it's just maximum pogum. We'll talk about pogum on the Amid base, but bottom line, it's not a mamzer. Not a mamzer, because it's only chayav ilavin. And in the third case, it's not even chayav ilavin, it's only nesedrabon. Umoidim, however, everybody agrees, both of the kiv and chacham, and no, you say, kilushosai. You're marrying the kroiva of your grusha, which, for instance, means achois ishtoi, or your chamoisoi, even though the person has given a get to his wife, that doesn't matter. We know from the din of achois ishtoi, it says bechayeh. As long as they're both alive, he's not allowed to go marry the sister, or the mother, or the daughter. Any krevs grushasa is an iser kores di oiraisa. That being the case, shavlan mamza. Even the chum would agree that it's a mamza. Okay, so Mark. The suburb of Kiva, no, you say, Kroivis Chalutzosi, a blood mamzer. You're talking about a mamzer? That's the third case. Vomrish Lokish Kanchen Rebbe, on the early Mishnah we had back in Daf Mem. Rebbe taught over here, Achois Gerusha is Middivrei Torah, Achois Chalutza is Middivish Sofrim. Major difference between Achois Gerusha and Achois Chalutza. And Zoy, if Achois Chalutza is Middivrei Sofrim, that's Drabonon, how could Rebbe Kiva say that a blood is a mamzer? Every more it's me, change the Lashon HaMishnah, and instead of HaNoisi Chalutzosai, Noisi Kroivos Chalutzosai, start again. HaMachzik Grushosai, VaNoisi Chalutzosai, VaNoisi Kroivos Chalutzosai, take out Kroivos Chalutzosai, and insert Kroivos Girushosai. Oh, Kroivos Girushosai, that's already a Diraisa. And not only is it a Diraisa, that's an Issa Kores. And that's the reason why Rabbi Kiva says that Avlad Mamzer, it's a Issachar, it's like a Chois Ishtoi, it's a Chois Kibishosai. Zog Yomara, there's only one problem with that. That answers Rabbi Kiva. But it doesn't answer the Chachom, because the Chachom say, Ein Avlad Mamzer. So you're going to tell me the Chachom are saying by all three cases, Ein Avlad Mamzer, if the third case is Kroivos Kibishosai, then even the Chachom agree that it's Avlad Mamzer. So therefore Rashi comes to the fix over here. Rashi, 6-7 lines from the bottom. I in toneration maxim shasa nois chalutzasa, who kroivis chalutzasa, who plihi rabon alei. Toninami. I'm sorry. Go back to the first Rashi where it starts Gemara. Not Rashi over here. It's about halfway down the onward. Right? It says Gemara. Eima kroivis gilushasa. The Rabbanah that disagree in our mission say, Ein Avlad Mamzer, HaMachzik Rishosai, the Noisei Chalutzosai Pligi. They're only arguing on those two cases. The first two, Machzik Rishosai, and noise chalutzos. But on the third case, kroivas girushosoi, the chachamim agree. And in fact, that's how the Mishnah will now read. Hamas, going back to the Mishnah. Hamas girushos, banoise chalutzos. And we're changing noise kroivas chalutzos to noise kroivas girushos. Where in all three cases, there's Rabbi Kiva, Yosef, Havlad, Mamzer. The Chachomim Oymen ain't Havlad Mamzer in the first two cases of the Master Gurushosai and Noise Chalutzosai, because those are only Chayove Lavi. However, say the Chachomim, but I agree in case number three, Va Noise Groivas Gurushosai, Avad Havlad Mamzer, because that's an Isser Chorus. So with this quick fix that we take out Chalutzosai, we put in Gurushosai, the Mishnah reads very nice. The Rekiva says the first three cases are all Yisuri Deraisa. It makes no difference whether it's an Isserlat or an Isserkart. Havlad Mams. And the Chum say no. Ain Havlad Mamzer in the first two cases. But I agree to Mamzer in the third case. That's Krebas Girushasa. He's not an Isserlat. It's an Isserkart. And that's what the Gemara Taka says now. So Gemara Achinami Mistavro. That's Taka the Pshat. We're now at the end of the second wide line. Into the third wide line. Hachinam Nistav. Tony safe. Umoidim benoise kroivas girushos. Shavlad mamzer. The Chum agree in that case. Iyamit bishloim ma'ayriba. If you're telling me that one of the three cases, meaning case number three is talking about not kroivas chalutzos, but kroivas girushos. I'm Tony Umoidim. That's what the Chum say. On the first two cases, I argue. Umoidim in the third case, I agree with you. Eliyamish, but if you're telling me that the Chacham or that the Mishnah is not talking about Kroivas Girushos, it's talking about Kroivas Chalutzosai, my Umoidim. Why the Chacham out of left field talk about, oh, by the way, we agree with Kroivas Girushosai, Mazel Tov. Is it also going to say that we agree that Biden is not such a great president? Come on. That's not the topic. The topic is the first three cases. And by the way, Kroivas Girushosai, I agree with. Neshkoyach. Who even man the Char Shemei? Who's talking about Kroivas Girushosai? So therefore, L'choyda, that's the right shot. Take care of Girushosai, put in Girushosai, and everything is great. Frank Tamara, who said? The Dilm HaKamashma and the Yesh Mamz Machiavi Kroivas. Maybe what the Chacham are saying at the end of the Mishnah is, if you talk about Isuri Lavin, whether they're Diaraisa, whether it's Israel Abdi Rabbanon, in all cases, the Vlad is kosher. I will concede in a different case that you're not talking about, in the case of the Chayove Krisis. There you're right, Rabbi Kiva. Chayove Krisis of Vlad Mamzer. But anything less than that ain't a Vlad Mamzer. And therefore, says Imara, that's why you have no raya that the Chalutzosi should come out and put in Girushos. Come on, to tell us that the Chum agree in the case of Chayav Krisis, that's a Mishnah on Daf Memtes. At the very top of the Omen of Memtes, Omen Aleph, it says, Ezo Mamzer, Kosher Basar Shehu B'lo Yavai, Div Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, anybody and everyone that has on a din of an Isserlav, B'lo Yavai, even Isserlav, what's the din? No problem. It's a din of a Mamzer. However, that's Rebbe Kiva. Reb Shimon Atimni Yomer, Kosher Chayov, and all of Kari's Kedesha Moyim, Balochi Gidvara, the Mishnah itself says, Balochi Gidvara. I say Reb Shimon Atimni, I know most people are inclined to say Reb Shimon Hatimani, however, there's a Rashi in Mesechtes Tanis that says that Shimon Atimni was from Timna, not from Taman. That being the case, that's the reason why we call him Timni instead of Taimani. In fact, I see the Lakuti Rashi here. So we have the Kutirashi, it's the third wide line down below. Hatimni, mitimnas hoyim. Kibachsiv, shimshoin, chasan, hatimni, mitimnas. Another Rashi, mitimnas. There's a Rashi in Beya, which says timnas, in Tanis it says mitimnas. So therefore it's Shimon HaTimni. Okay, so what did Shimon HaTimni say? When is there a din of Mamzer? Remember, the mission begins. Say, Zeh Mamzer! Says Rabbi Kiva, anytime there's a lo yavai, meaning even an isalat. Says Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, oh no. But, you know, Allah of Karet, it's got to be that there's a din of Karet. Allah Kidvar. So therefore, there's no need then for the Chacham to be moided to that din in our Mishnah. Maybe the kavana of Rebbe was to make our Mishnah into a stam Mishnah, to tell us the halacha is like a stam Mishnah, and that's why we have moedim chachamim in our Mishnah. But okay, listen, sharchi of ikrisis, kredis gushasi lamed, that he should just simply talk about moedim chachamim, the isurei krisis, that is a din of mamzer. Why does it say daf kredis gushasi? Elishmamino ayriba. Is the chayin nochem ularaya that the ratio is not talking about in case three, anoisei kroivas chalutzosai, but rather it's talking about anoisei kroivas kirushosai. That's why moedim chachamim, we agree with the case of the kroivas kirushosai. Maybe no. For either the tonin master kirushosai, anoisei chalutzosai, the kroivas chalutzosai, toninami kroivas kirushosai. What the Gemara is saying now is very elementary. Bear in mind, we have four cases. And if you will, you can go and subdivide the four cases into two sets. One set is Kirushasai and Kroivas Kirushasai. The other set is Chalutzasai and Kroivas Chalutzasai. And therefore the Mishnah begins, Hamachs Kirushasai, that's the Kirusha case. And so far we haven't mentioned the Kroivas Kirushasai case. And then the Mishnah continues on, Vanoise Chalutzasai. And the Kroivas Chalutza. So the set of Chalutza and Kroivas Chalutza, that's one set that covers both. As far as the Master Gerushasai, we didn't talk about that. Oh, say the Chachamim, don't forget the Kroivas Gerushasai, there, Havlad Mamsa. And if that being the case, then it's very logical that our mission, in fact, should be covering all four cases. And that case number three is Kroivas Chalutzasai, not Kroivas Gerushasai. And the reason why the Chachamim raise the specter of Moedim and Oisei Kroivas Gerushasai for the reason that we just gave, that we want to complete the two sets, the Gerusha and the Tzoras, the Kroivas Gerusha, and the Chalutza, and the Kroivas Chalutza. So why do you have no right? Again, the Dilma, we're not talking about Kroivas Gerushasai. Why do you talk about Gerushasai? Menoisei Chalutzasai, Kroivas Chalutzasai, Toninami Kroivas Gerushasai, to finish off the whole picture. So Oy Bazoi, so back to square one. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kroivas Chalutzasai, which is an Issed Rabbonon, the Yoitz Vavlad Mamzer, does that make sense? Everything Gemara, the Kroivas Chalutzasai, Rabbi Kiva, have a Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva respectfully disagrees with what we learned earlier on. He said on the first wide line, V'amar Reish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, Achoyz Kerusha, Midivrei Torah, Achoyz Chalutzah, Midivrei Safrim, says Rabbi Kiva, I hold that a chutz chalutz is also midivrei Torah. And you're going to ask me, where do you find that in the Torah? On the Chiyah Barabbah, Rabbi Yochanan, Haim B'tam, Rabbi Kiva, the Amakroi, says in the Pasuk, Beis chalutz ha-no'al, ha-kosev koroi beisoi. When a person gives chalitza, that becomes his bias. As you know, the word beisoi, euphemistically means beisoi zu ishtoi. So here, Beis chalutz ha-no'al means that the chalutza becomes like ishtoi, becomes like his wife. Becomes like his wife. So then if you have the Kroivas Chalutzasai, like the Achois Chalutzasai, it's like Achois Ishtai. Therefore, it's an Isidir Raisa based on this Drasha. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva not only learns Chayav Ilavin produce a Mamzer, but even Kroivas Chalutzasai produces a Mamzer, because Kroivas Chalutzasai holds is also din the Raisa. Okay, new shtickle now. Put two dots. Om Rav Yosef. Om Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Hakol moedim machzik rishosai shehavlad hogum. Even though we had a machlekes in our Mishnah that whether or not a machzik rishosai, the child, remember, machzik rishosai means not a koi, a regular Yisra that was married to his wife, gave a get to his wife, she remarried to someone else, and now after that marriage terminated, she remarries the first husband. That's an Yisra lav. Everybody agrees that the child of that Israelav is Hogam the Kahuna. Meaning, although we had a machloikis when the child is a mamzer, Kuliyam Moid is Pogam the Kahuna. The woman is Pogam the Kahuna, says the Taprashi, Vim Yolda Bas, if this husband and wife now for the second time have Lamashma daughter, Psul the Kahuna Kachalav. She has a status like a Kachalav. Anyway, so continue on the Gemara. Man Hakol Moidim, who is this Hakol Moidim? Shimna Temni. The Avgav Yom Shemana Temni, a Mamzer Machiyav Ulav, the Mamzer Lo Yav, Takim not a Mamzer, but Pogim Yav, it's Pogim Lekun. How do I know mikal b'chaymi almana? And we had this kal b'chaymi earlier on in our Masechta back on Tesvav, as you'll recall. Almana the kohen gadol sheini sura shavur b'koyin. The iser of almana the kohen gadol is not an iser that applies to klal Yisrael. In fact, it only applies to one Jew in the entire klal Yisrael. Even if there are 12 million Jews, only one yid is affected by the din of almana the kohen gadol, and of course that person is the kohen gadol. So it's any sura shavur b'koyin. It's a very unique iser. If Chas V'Shalom, a kohen gadol marries an almana, and they have a child, that child is a chala. He was born to Isurei Kahuna. The case of Machzik Rishasim, Chisur Shav Makoyim. This applies to anybody and everybody that's ever been married, decides to marry, and then remarries his divorcee after she married someone else in between. So this is Shav Makoyim. Every Jew can have this issue. And then she b'na pogam, then a chabad rabada, the b'na is going to be a pogam l'kohuna. So on the surface, it sounds like a good kal v'chaim. But you want to ask three pirchas on the kal v'chaim. Ikal mifrach, number one, malal manishikini atzim is chalelis. You know why the child is a chalala? Because she too becomes a chalala. Why does she become a chalala? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, v'lo yechalel zare bi'amot. And the Gemara asks in the Sechus Kedushin, why does it say lo yachalel? It should say lo yachel zara, like lo yachel dvaroi. Don't make your words chulin. Don't make your zera chulin. So it could have said lo yachel. Why does it say lo yachalel? Since v'shnei chilul makos medaber echad lo yachel zara. Not only does the zara become chalolim, but also the wife, the almana, becomes chalol. So you're going to tell me, well, she's possible anyway because she's an almana. No, no, she's only apostle to the Kohen Gadol, but she can go and marry any Kohen Hedget. As a Chalola, she becomes precluded even to a Kohen Hedget. Oh, but that only applies in the case of a Kohen Gadol Amana. In a case of a Master Grushasai, you wouldn't say that she becomes a Chalola. I know you're thinking she happens to be already a Grusha, Maskim, but she will not have superimposed upon her the status of also being a Chalola. We're going to talk about this shortly. Anyway, so that's Gasha number one, Pircha number one on this Kal V'Chaymer. Maybe this Kal V'Chaymer, that the child becomes a Cholol, only applies in the case of one of the Kohen Gadol, because he also is Cholol. V'yoy, look at Gasha. Itayevik Sivein B'nei Atayev. What is this Itayevik B'nei Atayev? That's the passage that we kept on quoting from before. Again, the Halacha Master Grushasei. L'yuchel Baal HaRishon. Loshav lekach the liois loyli isha achrei asher hutam ba'a ki te'evahi. Why is it te'evahi? Ki te'evah. When a person takes back his original wife after she remarried, that's considered to be a te'evah. However, te'evahi, they've been at te'evah. The children are normal. So why are you telling me that Shimon HaTibni would hold that the children are pgumim? Va'oit time, nocharai, kaba braisa, braisa directly on point. Braisa sounds very similar to our Mishnah. The Braisa begins, Amachsu Grishtasa, Vanoise Chalutzasa, Vanoise Kroivis Chalutzasa, with Kiva Oimer, Ein Loi Ba Kedushin. Kedushin is not Chal because Ein Kedushin, Toysen, Bechayavi, Lavin, according to a Makiva. Vein is Richa Mene Get, you don't need a get because Kedushin is not Toysis. They're just living in sin. Nothing happened. There was no holy matrimony. You don't need a get. The Ipsula, she becomes a psula. Who says that she becomes a psula? Explains Rashi. She has a status now of psula lakoyin dezoinahi. She's considered to be like a zoina because she engaged in a prohibited marriage. Uvlad apostle, and Vlad would be apostle. Again, since this is Rabbi Kiva talking, Vlad would be a mamzer. Koifen oisel hoitzi. Bezin has to go and force the husband to get rid of this wife because every time he lives with a wife, he's being over Yisurim and producing Mamzeret. Aros. Kinder Aros. Here, Vav Aros. He has to go and divorce his wife. Bechachamim Oimrim. Yesh loy bo kedushin. Since we're talking about Chayovi Lav, we're not talking about Chayovi Krisus. Kedushin is Chal. If he wants to get rid of his wife, it's Rechemeni Get. He has to go and give her a get. Veik Sheira, and she is kosher and remains kosher. Because of the fact that the Oivin Isalav agreed It's an Isser Lav, but that doesn't rise to the level of causing an Isser of the Zoyna for purposes of a Kayin. Uvloder kosher, and the child will be kosher. And what means that it will be kosher? L'choyra l'man. What do we mean that the Vlad is kosher? We're trying to, again, ask a third kasha on the premise that we started off at the top of the Amid, that Shimon HaTimni holds that by case of a Machzik Rush Asai, that the child is a pogum. Here it says in this braisa, the Chachomim Oymen, the Chachom are Shimon HaTimni. They say the Vlad is kosher. Lama, lav the kahuna. Don't we mean to say that the Vlad is kosher for kahuna, meaning if the Vlad, for instance, is a girl, that she's allowed to go and marry a kohen? That's what Vlad the kosher means. But you just said at the time the Yom of the Shimon HaTimni holds that the child is a pogum. This is the Chayda, Hashem number three, on what Rabbi Yosef said on the Amud Aleph, that Shimni HaTimni agrees that the child of the Machzik Rishasi is pogum the kohen. Which more light, when it says Vlad the kosher means Vlad the kosher the kohol, that it's not a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva said that the child is a mamzer. No, the child's not a mamzer. Child is kosher. Beit Mari Hachi, remember the Chum say Hikshe Uvlad the kosher. One's Hikshe. Lama Ilay Malakol, that she's allowed to go and marry after this marriage terminates. She's allowed to go and marry anybody that she wants, except for a kohen, of course. Is that what we mean? Pshita Shem Dzani Ifsul Lakol. Even though, Chas V'Shalom, even if you were to call what her maisa was a maisa's nus, meaning that she engaged in a chiyav lav, that doesn't pass through the coil. She doesn't become a mamzer. She doesn't become a mayavi. She doesn't become an adoimi. She doesn't become any other one of the umas ha'olam. She remains a lady that unfortunately sinned. But that doesn't make her psula kol. So what means hikshay, avadishis kshay? El lav, what does it mean, likahuna? We mean that she's kosher for a kohen. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the Gerusha case. We're talking about the Kroivas Chalutzase case, because both the Gerusha and the Chalutza are Isurei Kohuna. But the Kroivas Chalutzase, which is a Korin of the Chalutza, Chalutza is also Drabanan to a kohen, admittedly. But the Kroivas Chalutzase is only Drabanan, and there's no Isra of the kohen. So, Elav the Kunat, that's what we mean. That this Kroivas Chalutzase, she's allowed to go and marry a kohen. So if we're talking about he ksheira, meaning to kahuna, then the Vlad is also talking about the kahuna. So I have a raya against Rav Yosef that says that Shimon HaTimni holds that the child of Isurei, of the Isur of a Machzik Rishasai, has a din of a pogum and is also the kahuna. Here it says ksheira the kahuna, kasha the kahuna. So tomorrow, in the area, you have no right. When we have here that Chacham Oymen Hikshed Vlodek Kosher Hikshed for purposes of Kahuna Vlodek Kosher for purposes of Kahal, not for Kahuna, but in Achanami for Kahuna could be the child is in fact. So we answered this third Kash. Hachanam Mistabra. This is not just a Doichik Pshat. This is the real McCoy. Victoria Rasha, let's go back to the Rasha to Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said, Hipsula uvlad apostle. Fake one means Hipsula. Lama, Ilay Melikahol. Are you talking about that the Gerusha that married, or for that matter, any of these three, right? Masa Mishasa, Menoisa Chalutzasa, Menoisa Krevis Chalutzasa. Any one of these three that engaged in that type of prohibited marriage. Says Rav Akiva, Hipsula uvlad apostle. What's my Hipsula? Even because she was Mizana, even though she was Mizana here with an Isser, according to Rabbi Kiva, these have the status of an Isser Kores, because remember, according to Rabbi Kiva, in Kedushin, love. So just because she's Zoyna, Ipsa Lola Kol, that doesn't prohibit her from marrying subsequently somebody else. That doesn't change her status. Ella was Zoyna Kuna. When we're talking about that Ipsa, we mean that she becomes Pasla Kuna. So, for instance, in the third case, which is Kravis Chalutzasai, she becomes Vasil Lekuna. Now, when it says Vlad Apostle, Laman, what does that mean? Ilay Lekuna, Halakol Kosher. You're telling me that just like he, Psula, means the Kuna, Vlad is also Apostle to Kuna, that means Lekol would be Kosher. You know who's speaking now? Rabbi Kiva is speaking.
Right, Laman.
Omer Rabbi Kiva, have like. Sorry?
No, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm trying to follow.
Omer Rabbi Kiva, Havlad Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva says that the child of such a prohibited marriage, even though it's only an Issa Lav and not an Issa Karis, but it's a Vlad Mamzer. So obviously when it says that he, that the Vlad of Pasul, it doesn't mean Pasul the Kahuna, it means Pasul the Kal. And Pasul the Kal. Umidereisha. So what do I see from this? Then in the case of Rabbi Kiva, when we say he Psula, we mean the Kahuna. When it says that the child is the Vlad is Pasul, that means the Kal. It's Midereisha Hakin Isa Hakin Isa, just like when Rabbi Kiva was referring to the two Psulim. It's talking about two different categories of psul, one for kahal and one for kahuna. They say same thing is seifa nami hakadisa hakadisa. That when it says in the seifa he ksheira and vlad is kosher, it could mean that the vlad is kosher lekahal, but not necessarily lekahuna. So therefore, that raya from that diuk in the brisa is not a good raya.
Could you review? So we had three challenges to Reb Shimon HaTimni. Could you review this? Please, outside, review the third one, because I'm a little tenuous on it.
You're only the third one. The other two, you're clear.
The other two, I'm not as shaky on, but the third one, I really feel I got a bit lost in the woods here. Could you please review the third one? If you want to review the other two, I'm no problem also, but especially the third. Outside.
What did Rav Yosef say according to Shimon HaTimni? That if you're dealing with a chayav lavin, although, according to Shimon HaTimni, the child will not be a mamzer, the child will be hogum lekahuna. Right?
And yet,
Mora asked three kashas on that. Now, what was the basis? Okay, before we get to the three kashas, what was the basis of Rav Yosef's statement? Akavuchim from Almana. Just like by Almana, which is an Isra that only applies to one person in Klal Yisrael, the Kohen God, the Nopogum. You're dealing with a case such as Machzor Grushasoi, which applies across the board to the entire Klal Yisrael. That was the raya of Rav Yosef. Mora asked three kashas. Kasha number one is, you can't bring a raya from Almana, because Almana says lo yichalel, that she herself becomes nischalela. So that makes sense to say that the child is also nischalela. But in the case of Machzor Grushasoi, the mother doesn't become a chalola. Yeah, she's a grusha, but she doesn't get a din of an almana. She doesn't get a din of halal. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, it says in the pasuk, "Legad masgur shasi ki toyevihi, itiyev v'ein banel toyev." It's taka true that what she did, the grushasi, and what he did by being masgur shasi, that's a toyev, but that's a terrible thing that they did. But that doesn't affect the children. The children are normal kashera kinder. They're not mamzerim and they're not pigumim. And the third kasha was from this brisa. What does it say in the Braise? Person of Masiv Yishasi, Noisi Chalutzasi, Noisi Krevis Chalutzasi. Rabbi Kiva says in all cases, the Vlad is a Mamzer. And the key words that we're focusing on, says Rabbi Kiva, the Ipsula Uvlad Apostle. The wife, meaning the Krushasi, the Chalutzasi, or the Krevis Chalutzasi, they are Psulim. And if they have a child, the child is possible. That's Rabbi Kiva. The Chachamim, who is really Shimon HaTimni, Vozokter. No, since it's only Chayov Elavin, and in the case of Krevis Chalutzasa, it's only to Avonon. What's the din? Hikshayra uvlod kasha. Okay, that's the price. Now, what's the third kasha? Since it said, like the Chacham uvlod kasha, aren't we talking about Lekahuna? And since we see that the Vlad is kasha Lekahuna, it's a Charai, that it's not a Pog.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's the third kirch. You have a rai, it's not a pogum, because it's Vlad Kosher, and the Vlad Kosher Lekul. Says, well, no. When it says Vlad Kosher, it means Lekaha. Oh, the Vlad is Kosher Lekul. So what does it say about the Hikshein? That the Mami, that the Machse Grushas, the Grusha herself, or the Chalutz herself, we're talking about the Mutter Lekul. Of course the Mutter Lekul, Pshita. A woman that's Mizana, does a terrible Aveda, doesn't become Osir Lekul. Even if you have an Ashes Ish, that Chas V'Shalom lives with a man consensually. She becomes osir to her husband, but she doesn't become osir to the rest of the world. Maybe she should be burned at the stake. Maybe yes, maybe not. Okay, not burned, because it depends. If it's a Koyan, Asian Koyan, there would be a Sreifa. It's not at the stake. You go and put the stake down her mouth. Yeah, okay, you get the point. She's not a nice lady. She doesn't deserve shishi in an egalitarian minyan, and certainly not in an Orthodox minyan. But the point over here is that she is mutter the car. So when it says that e ksheira, oh, it must mean that she is mutter to even to a koyin. So if he is mutter to a koyin, then the vlad, when it says mutter to a koyin, can't say that the vlad is mutter the call. I mean, that would be a disconnect to go and say that she, the kroivas chalutzosai, is mutter to a koyin. And then you're going to tell me the vlad is mutter the kohen. Yeah, if one case is talking about kuna, the other case is talking about kuna, and it wouldn't make sense to go and split it up. So don't I see that mutter lekol, and not like Rav Yosef, that said according to Shimon HaTimni, that the child is pogrim lekahuna. Do you want to say, no, ish karai, how can Isa, how can Isa? The first case we say that she is kosher to marry a kohen, and that we say about the child, that he's kosher to marry kohol, but could be that he's taka also lekuna, just like Rav Yosef said, Aliba l'shimen atim. So now you're going to go and tell me, ah, that's such a toich shot to go and say, he psula the kahuna, and the child is basal and kol. That means, sorry, that she is kosher the kahuna, and the child is kosher the kol, but not kosher the kahuna. Ah, how can you say that? Says, you want to, I'll bring your eye from the sefer. I'm sorry, from the reisha. Rabbi Kiva says the same thing. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, he psula uvlad the basal. She becomes basal, and the vlad becomes basal. Now, what means that she becomes basal? Do we mean that she becomes basal lekohol? No, because even if she does terrible avirats, she's still mutter lekohol, even though she's a zayna. She becomes basal lekohuna. When we say vlad the basal, so that means all to vlad is basal lekohuna. No, according to Rebekiva, the vlad is basal to the ganz kohol, not just the kohuna. He's a mamzer. Oh, so you see that when Rabbi Kiva said, Ipsula means lekohuna, Vlad Apostle means lekohol, so say the same thing lechachamim. When it says, he ksheira, ksheira lekohuna, when we say that the Vlad is kosher lekohol. That being the case, but legabi kohuna, the child could still be a pogum. So therefore there is no kash on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef may be 100% right, that even according to Shimon HaTimni, the chachamim, the Vlad is pogum lekohuna. I, the Bryce says Vlad kosher lekohol. I, when it says about he, that she is kosher, and that means the kol, hokin isa, that's talking about kohuna, this is talking about kol, nishkarai, just like we see by Rabbi Kiva. Does that help, Barry? Are we now pretty clear?
Yeah.
Continue on the Gemara. What was the second pircha? Second pircha was that it says in the pasuk by the Masuk Yishasik, he tiyev of ein boneha tiyev, right? What was the Lashon HaGemara? Back 6-7 lines from the top. He tiyev of ein boneha tiyev, which means that the children are kshedim, and they're allowed to go and marry koyhanim, and therefore Rav Yosef is wrong when he says that the Vlad is pagal makun. So as you might know, I know that it says he te'eva, but he te'eva comes to exclude ben tzarasa te'eva. Avu ben el te'eva, but the ben button could take be te'eva, meaning that Rabbi Yosef could be right. That according to Shimon HaTimni, the Vlad is pogum lekohuna. If I do my el almana kasha, what do I do with the first kasha? Mal almana shekin yata mischal leles. In other words, we resolved kasha number 3. We resolved kasha number 2. But what do we do with the first kasha? We have a Kal v'chaymen that says, then almona lekoyin, the koyin godoil, what's it in? That the Vlad is a pogum. Almona lekoyin godoil, the Vlad is a pogum. Freit the Gemara, how can you bring a raya from an almona lekoyin godoil? Almona lekoyin godoil, he atzim is chalelas. But otherwise, a machzor grishasoi doesn't become he atzim is chalelas. So therefore, the child will remain in the child's normal kosher position. Doesn't become a pogum. So this kasha, the chayrash, darke kasha, what are we going to answer to that kasha? Says Gemara, I give up. I, in fact, have no answer to that kasha. And if I itmar hachi itmar, we have to start again from square one. Om Rav Yosef Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, hakol moidim bebo al chayovi krisis shavlad pogum. If a person lives a chayovi krisis, the child is a pogum. Now that sounds very curious, because Chayavi Krisis, doesn't everybody hold that the Vlad is not just a pogum lekuna? The Vlad is a mamzer. It's what Chayavi Krisis. So we've changed the initial premise. We started off Rabbi Yosef in the bottom of the Amid, that everybody agrees with Masik Rishosoi, which is an Isalav, even though it's an Isalav, the Vlad is a Pog. Here we're starting off, no. And Chayavi Krisos, even though it's Chayavi Krisos, the Vlad is a Pog. Thank you, Marish Koyach. And the Vlad is not a Pog, the Vlad is a Mams. So, Mana called Maidim, what do you mean? Says, what does Rabbi Shua? The Avgav, the Rabbi Shua. Hey, Mams, and Chayavi Krisos. Ooh. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. We've always thought that it's a mamzer mechiyavi krisis. Rabbi Yeshua says, I respectfully disagree. So when do you have a mamzer according to Rabbi Yeshua? Dr. Rashi, 7 lines from the bottom. Hey, mamzer mechiyavi misois. You only have a mamzer from chiyavi misis bez. So if you pick and choose among all of the arroyos, most of the arroyos only have an iser krisis. They do not have an iser that rises to the level of an oinish of misa bidei desin. But if a person engages in chas v'shalom in such a prohibited marriage, which is that the desin gives an oinish, such as, for instance, an eishes ish. If an eishes ish chas v'shalom sins with another man, then depending on whether you're talking about an arusa, a nesua, an eishes koin, it could be Skila, it could be Chenek, it could be Sreifa, but certainly there's a din of Misa. If that prohibited relationship lands up that she is unfortunately pregnant and has a child, that flat is a mamz. But a person who's even Issa Krisis, one of the other Isurim enumerated in Achri Mois Kedoshim, where there is no din of an Oynish Misa, just Kareis, flat is not a mamzer. But says Rabbi Yosef, although it will be a pogrom again. So therefore, the child is a pogrom. But he then you can ask the same kasha that we asked before. No. By the fact that this lady engaged in a prohibited relationship, which is an Issa Krisos, then she becomes Taka Zoina, and therefore Pasal Kahuna. So any one of the cases that you have in Parshios Achri Mois Kedoshim, where there is an Issa Krisos, what happens, for instance, if a son-in-law lives with his mother-in-law? Oy, yoy, yoy, Ashtikl deranged. But the Maisa in Torah doesn't take the... Doesn't accept the defense of insanity or of being demented. A person is, oh, even Isra, okay, you're going to tell me Shoyt is Potter. Let's not go down that route. That's probably what Barry's already thinking in his mind. But the point is that if you have a person who marries his mother-in-law, he's over an Isra Koreis, Kikola Shias, Mikola to Avisa Ela, but there is no din by marrying a mother-in-law, to my knowledge, is known Isra Misa Bidei Besen. Maybe I'm wrong, but assuming that that is one that is only Isra Karis, not Isra Besen. And what happens? They produce a child, although that child would not be a mamzer because it's not an Isra Misa, according to Bishua. It's only an Isra Karis. Not only is the child going to be pogum, but even the mommy's going to be pogum, in the sense that she becomes a zoina because we engage in Isra Karis. And so therefore you cannot ask a birch on the Kalbuchayim. Mal al-manish ken yatsmis chalelis. In fact, this chamois is also he yatsmis chalelis. She becomes a zoinem psul lekuna, and therefore the child also becomes a pogam. Pogam lekuna. And therefore Rav Yosef, that said his din of pogam lekuna, was not talking about chiyav lavit. He was talking about chiyav krisis. Halibet Reb Yoshua. And we're going to stop over here by Omer Abba and continue Mitchum tomorrow on a new Inyan Yatushem. 8:30 Mitzvah tomorrow morning. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
You just quoted that pasuk again, and it was kind of haunting me about To'eva and Krisis. And the second thing was he To'eva, and we kind of we undermined that he To'eva and Sarasa To'eva. To'eva sounds, I always thought, was sort of like a euphemism for chayv kares. So, and now we're kind of falling away from that. I just want to confirm what I'm understanding here.
No, I don't think you're misunderstanding anything. The reason why you're thinking of Chayv Karis is because of the Pasuk ki kolashiyas mikol teivus eilat. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim.
Right.
After the enumerated list of all of the arayas, where each one of the nechus adin of kares, most of them doesn't say kares in that same pasuk.
Right.
Therefore, we have kolashiyas. Anybody does any one of these wonderful things.
You call it the waterfront. It covers the waterfront, is how you want to refer to it.
And the pasuk refers to it as a te'eva.
Right.
And so all of those are royis te'eva. Now, the pasuk uses a similar expression by Machzik Rushasa. It says in the pasuk, V'yucha ba'la risha lo shalakach l'yo shloy t'isha achrei asher utama ki te'eva. That relationship of a husband taking back his kerusha now for the second time after she married in between, that's all to call the te'eva. It doesn't rise to the level of an Isser Kares, but it still happens to be a Te'eva because the Kodesh Baruch Hu prohibited.
Okay.
Why is this more of a Te'eva than something else? I guess you should look in the Ramban, maybe look in the Sefer HaChinuch.
Okay.
You always like Reb Shimon who gives you the Tami HaMitzvahs. Maybe they give a little bit more spice why this is worse than any other Isser Lat.
Okay.
But Lamaisa, as we stay in the Torah, there's a din of Te'eva. The Gemara assumed initially the children are kshedim. There's no taint on their genealogy or on their status in Judaism. So the Gemara said, no, it could be that Itayeva v'ain tzaras Itayeva, because after all, the Tzara didn't participate in any of this. She was just the Tzara. But the Bnei'ah could be Itayeva, and there might be Pegumim after. So according to the first Lashon, the Gemara assumed that they would be Kapogim. But remember, the Gemara fell away from that first Lashon because of the Pirchah and Amana. Now we have the second Lashon, that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds the Vlad is not a Mamzer, Chiyobi Krisis, the Vlad would still be Pogum, Likuhunam.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. I assume that you're